Fishing. The Turkana County government has embarked on an ambitious fishing skills training program that will see the region increase its food security. The training geared at reducing illegal fishing was organized by the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, IGAD, through the European Union-funded ECOFISH project, in collaboration with the Ministry of Mining, Blue Economy, and Maritime Affairs of Kenya. The three-day practical training was focused at gillnet making for the fishing communities in the Omo Turkana Basin. In line with the principles of fisheries co-management, the fisheries co-management document for the Omo Turkana Basin was developed to involve the fishing communities. The project has established fisheries co-management units in Turkana County to pilot the implementation of the fisheries co-management plan. A capacity gap assessment in the Omo Turkana Basin recommended minimizing the use of illegal monofilament fishing nets due to the scarcity of legal multifilament gill nets. This practical training aims at enabling women and youth to contribute to reducing illegal monofilament gillnet use and diversify their livelihoods, said Kennedy Opio, Assistant Director for Fisheries in charge of Turkana County. He highlighted the challenges faced by the fishing community, including reduced fish stocks in Lake Turkana. He attributed this to illegal fishing with monofilament nets and fishing in protected areas. He urged communities to be vigilant and responsible, emphasizing the importance of the training in producing and making the recommended multifilament nets available for fishing. Dr. Eshete Dejen, Program Manager for the Sustainable Environment Protection Unit of IGAD, speaking on behalf of the IGAD Director for Agriculture and Environment Division, thanked the Government of Kenya for supporting IGAD's sustainable fishing initiative. He commended the participants undergoing training for their commitment to acquiring gillnet-making skills, which will improve household livelihoods and food security. Dr. Eshete noted that IGAD is implementing similar initiatives in Ethiopia, Kenya, and South Sudan, and will conduct similar training in other IGAD member states to promote sustainable fishing in transboundary water bodies. He emphasized the need to avoid using monofilament fishing nets due to their negative impact on the fisheries sector. Joseph Mahonga, Fisheries Director from the Ministry of Mining, Blue Economy, and Maritime Affairs, noted the training's timeliness, given the widespread use of illegal monofilament fishing nets in Lake Turkana. He acknowledged the scarcity of multifilament nets in the lake basin, but emphasized that the training would make these nets available to the fishers. He encouraged the women and youth participating in the training to take the initiative seriously and earn a living from the net-making business. The objectives of the gillnet-making training included equipping the fishing communities with the skills to produce multifilament fishing gillnets, encouraging the use of legal fishing gear, diversifying the livelihoods of the fishing communities, and building their capacity to reduce the use of illegal fishing gear.